Alex Golish literally never misses.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Alex Golish, don't miss. And what we're talking about is when it comes to the media and answering questions, I mean, it's remarkable. It's remarkable. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Stephen Pearl got in the game, too, and fired a shot off yesterday, which I thought was hilarious. We're going to talk about that. And then Auburn's down. A DB, is it a huge deal, and why it could pose a problem? We'll talk about that as well. But I want to jump into this, and I got a clip to play, and this is from yesterday, from the region's tradition. You know, Wednesday of that particular tournament is a big celebrity. Pro-Am. A big celebrity program where you have a bunch of celebrities playing with a particular pro in a group. It's a big day. A lot of fans come. It's a big coach day. A lot of SEC coaches in multiple sports, former coaches. Nick Saban was there. Well, Alex Golish doesn't play golf, okay? But he definitely made his appearance, and he had a phenomenal answer to a question that you could see he honestly was annoyed with. And then we're going to have a discussion about him in general after this. But I want to play the clip, and then we'll break it down.
Coach, you haven't had a lot of success against Bama. I think it's six in a row now. And you came in, I think you're playing some music now, whether it's Dixieland or whatever it is. Why is it so important for you to kind of make Bama in the forefront in your campaign and practice?
Yeah, I don't know the statement. You said, I haven't had a lot of success against Bama. Or you're saying at Auburn?
The program.
Gotcha. I don't like super care about what the success has been or hasn't been, to be totally honest with you. This team hasn't played Bama, and we'll be prepared to go play week 12 when it's time to go play. In terms of the music, we've put an emphasis on what that game is, and we're going to continue to put an emphasis on it. It's the greatest rivalry in college football, it's important to our fan base. It's important to our alums. It's important to me. It's not any more important today than the other 11, but it's going to be a constant reminder at Auburn as long as I'm here that last week of the year is a critical week for the people of our fan base, the people of our state. And, I haven't played Bama as the Auburn head coach. So.
First of all, okay, the guy asking the question, trying to pretend like he doesn't really know the music, you know, Dixieland Delight or whatever. I mean, the actual name of the song or whatever. Dude, you know everything that's going on, and it clearly probably rubs you the wrong way, if we're being honest. But I love that answer. And it's a microcosm of literally everything that he said since he's been here. It's just the guy doesn't miss. Well, hold on. What do you mean? What do you mean Auburn hasn't had success? I just got here. I haven't coached a game yet. And quite frankly, I don't really give a shit what has happened before. Excuse my language. I don't really care what's happened before I've gotten here. What we're going to do is we're going to be prepared from this point forward. And we're going to go play that game. And then is it really a shock? Like we're pretending that we're like shocked now that you're putting an emphasis on the best rivalry, you know, in college football. You know, let's don't pretend like Alabama doesn't put an emphasis on it either. You know, I can remember having we've already had the never again talk that we've had. You know, where they put the stuff on the locker room and they put it on everybody's locker and had posters up after kick six. Like, let's don't pretend like it doesn't happen, you know, there too. I love it, man. This is going to be an emphasis. This is a new regime. And I can't win on the football field right now. But I can tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that from a messaging standpoint, we're putting the past behind us and we're turning the page and we're moving forward. This guy is either – it's two things, okay? Either he's a genius, which is not off the table, okay? From as far as handling himself with the media, he's a genius, or there is a secret PR person that is worth their weight in gold somewhere behind the scenes. And I've been there, and I don't know that that person – like, I don't know that there's someone – like, I don't think he has a press secretary that's sitting there coming up with answers for him for all potential questions. I just think that's Alex Golish. Everything that we've wanted to hear that flies in the face of what we heard last year, he's saying. It's crazy. Like, let me ask you this. Has there been something Alex Golish has said since he's been here, since freaking when? December? Where you've been like, oh, that's not going to go good. That's going to get clipped. That they're going to rip us apart for that one. Oh, I don't like the sound of that. Have you heard anything? Somebody give me an example of something in the quotes. I'm sorry, in the comments of a quote from Alex Golish that made you kind of, ooh, I don't know if I'd have said that. Or, I wish he would have said that this way. Because it was a constant battle previously of trying to, okay, he didn't really mean it that way, did he? Like, maybe he meant this. We don't have that. We don't have that right now. It's really hard not to put your foot in your mouth, particularly for Alex Golish, because he's not going to give an answer less than 10 minutes. And the constant, like, you go for, you know, hey, practice. The defense ahead of the defense is ahead of the offense. Well, that's why we want it. We want it to be tough. We want it to be tough in spring. You can't just take it easy on each other. You know, and so on and so forth. The Dixieland Delight stuff, like, I know that's some people maybe turn their nose up at that or look down on that. Like, that is, you know, putting an emphasis on something that maybe, you know, at least from a fan perspective or from a support perspective, you're like, well, this is at the forefront. Like, he understands. Sometimes when you bring a guy from the outside, they may not get it. He clearly gets the importance of that particular game. I've never seen anything like this. he literally, you put him on the spot and he never fumbles. It's wild. It's impressive too. Again, I already said it, because it ain't like he's giving one word answers either. I can do a, you know, I can do a 20 minute. What do you call it when you just talk to yourself? I can do a 20-minute monologue, and I'm going to say something dumb at some point in time, you know, pretty much once per episode. Trust me. They let me know in the comments. I mean, the guy just doesn't miss. It's insane. What a great answer. What a great answer. Ho, wait. Let's clarify that statement you just made, because this team has not lost to Alabama. This is a whole new thing. So what's happened the last 6 years? That whole question, you lump me in with that. That ain't me. Now, if we lose six more in a row, then we can talk. But as far as I'm concerned, that ain't got nothing to do with me. So let's get that right. Let's get that straight right off the jump. I love it, man. You can't win a game. You can't win a game right now. But the dude just wins every time he talks to the media. So, and I think, yeah, that's a very refreshing change, if you catch my drift there. Steven had a big win too yesterday, which I loved. I may love it even more than what Golish said. We're going to talk about that in just a second, but before we do that, buyauburn.com. If you want, if you're going to do business with Auburn people. We're adding new businesses every single day. Hey, look, if you want, if you're, it could be as little as, you know, looking for a restaurant in Troy, Alabama, or it could be something, hey, I need someone to do my taxes. We got a CPA on there that can work with anyone. Or it could be, hey, I need a business loan and I need it closed in the next 24 to 48 hours. We just added a new one yesterday, Drew Hole with South State Bank, their commercial lending division. All Auburn folks that want to do business with other Auburn folks, go to buyauburn.com, check it out today. And speaking of that, hey, if you need a good realtor in the Auburn Opelika area, hit me up, Kyle Rush at KW.com. Would love to help you and your family out. We're closing tomorrow, actually. Doing a walkthrough today, closing tomorrow with a listener that that I'm very excited that I got to work with. I would love to work with you too. So hit me up and we'll see what we can come up with. We'll be back right after this. Steven had a big win yesterday, and Steven has taken some punches, man. I got to hand it to him. He has taken some grenades, and some of it I think is deserved. Some of it is just being thrown into a really, really tough situation, but has had a lot of success, I feel like, in the portal. I like the way this roster's coming together. He talked to the next round guys that were very critical, one in particular, Ryan Brown, very critical of his accepting of the NIT, called it embarrassing, said he shouldn't have done it, sees no benefit from it, and they kind of had, you know, they had their first chance to really talk since Stephen won the NIT, or Auburn won the NIT, and since Ryan Brown made those comments. So let's listen to Stephen really quick explain himself about accepting and winning the NIT.
We had to make a decision at the end of the year, were we just going to quit and, you know, kind of go home, or were we going to make the most out of the situation that we were currently in? We didn't deserve to be in the tournament because we lost 16 games. Doesn't matter how great our metrics were, you know, but I had to fight like hell for my team to have a case, and ultimately we didn't get in. So, you know, the next best thing was to go play five games on ESPN and try and finish the season on a high note. And, you know, playing the NIT, I think it was a big reason why we were able to keep guys like Tahad Pettiford and Kevin Overton, and it propelled us into a lot of momentum going into this transfer portal. So, you know, I'm glad we did it. You know, we finished with 22 wins, which is the 10th most in a single season in Auburn history. So, you know, our guys accomplished a lot of things, but also, you know, obviously we fell short of our ultimate goal, which is to advance in March.
I personally was very critical of you going to the NIT. You know that. And I was going to ask you, why am I wrong? Where am I wrong? And I think you just answered that question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm catching a lot of flack from the third best sports talk show in Birmingham. So, I mean, my decision to go to the NIT, you know.
Yeah, you did not consult me for the record.
No.
That was so good. Right there at the end. You know when you – here's the deal, okay? And we've all been here. When you got a good one, you got a good one that you've been working on and you've prepared yourself for this situation and you almost can't wait to get it out. You got to be patient before you drop the bomb on them. Okay. You can't just lead with it. You got to wait for the perfect moment. And Steven waited for the perfect moment to drop the third best sports talk show in Birmingham on them, which was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Good for him. Good for him. You know, Steven sometimes, you know, gets a bad rep for, you know, maybe even, you know, being kind of dry, not having much of a bubbly personality. That was just fantastic. It's also good to hear him say, you know, the NIT was a big reason we were able to keep Tahad. See, that was one of my speculations from the beginning. If you watch the show, I'm like, I don't know that Tahad comes back if you don't accept that NIT bid, because the guys get to go home. At worst, the NIT kept them all together for the opportunity to be around the coaches more and have those conversations sort of like pre-portal. You know what I mean? Like pre-portaling them to hopefully, if you want to keep them out of the portal. So I was so proud of him right there, because look, I don't – I like Ryan Brown. I like – obviously love Jim Dunaway. I like those guys. I do think, obviously, they have an Alabama slant at times. And, you know, they were, I feel like, really critical for Auburn accepting that bid, which to me was just kind of wild just because of the whole context of Auburn as a basketball program. But just kind of keep on and then doubling down. And then, you know, it's good to see – good to see Steven kind of stand up for himself there. So that was awesome. Coach Auburn coach is killing it yesterday. Saw Steven had a birdie yesterday, which is awesome. he had sunk a 10-footer for birdie on, I think, like the sixth hole or something like that. Really cool stuff all around for Auburn football, Auburn basketball coaches standing up to the media and firing some shots and looking good doing so. So big thumbs up. Big thumbs up to whoever, you know, it may just be them, but whoever kind of got them ready to go do these appearances. So really, really good stuff there. A little bit of bad news. Auburn loses Jack Luttrell. I think this has been talked about some. I want to talk about it from a little bit of a different angle. Jack Luttrell, he was the transfer from Arizona, if you remember. He's from Georgia, I think. Came in, he played a ton either his freshman or sophomore year. I can't quite remember. I think it was his freshman year. Actually played really good. And then he has just had such bad luck with injuries. Like really, really bad luck with injuries. And I think that it's being called a medical retirement possibly. I know that he was in a non-contact jersey all spring. So, like, when he got here, never came out of it. He was going through a lot of the drills, though. You know, he's just in an orange jersey. So, it wasn't necessarily like he was working out in the indoor, you know, with a lot of the other injured guys. He was going through the motions, but just obviously kept out of contact. So, from an immediate impact, was he going to be a big part of the game plan at safety? Probably not. Probably was going to be hard for him to find snaps, to be honest, because that room was so deep. Really cool addition, you know, to if you have like some really terrible rash of injuries, really cool addition because it's a guy that's got, you know, some big time, I mean, some experience in Power Four football. So is it going to hurt Auburn September 2nd or whenever it is that you kick off against Baylor? Probably not, okay? But here's where it's interesting, okay? Because, you know, more than likely, if there was a spring portal, you'd probably replace that one. You'd probably, if you drop him, if he drops out, you'd probably go look to find one in the spring portal. And it could just be another similar scenario where you got a guy that, you know, has played some snaps and, you know, maybe looking to, you know, come up to the SEC or something like that or whatever. You're looking to replace that scholarship. Well, that's not a thing now. Okay. So if you do have a couple of injuries, now you're in a lot more of a bind when you drop a body like that. So that's where, you know, the spring portal, there was a lot of negatives around it, but that's a positive of the spring portal that you just don't have anymore. You can't go dip in if something doesn't work out. If it doesn't work out, you're just sort of stuck. Okay? Look at Texas Tech. You know, your quarterback situation. Can you imagine if there was a spring portal, what kind of quarterback fiasco there would be if there was a spring portal and Texas Tech was obviously in the situation that they were in. So there's pros and cons to everything. This is one where it could put Auburn in a tricky situation if you have some bad luck with injuries. Obviously wish Jack the best. Again, I don't know how much he would have factored in to the game. I don't know how much he would have played if everybody stayed healthy. But it was a great insurance policy, and now you're going to have to turn to something else if that scenario presents itself. Guys, let me know what you think about the quotes. Let me know what you think about Golish. Let me know what you think about Steven. I'm super fired up for those guys from yesterday. That was a big day. When you can't win games, you got to win the press conference. You got to win the clip farming. You just don't want to embarrass yourself. Let's just be honest. And apologize for my dirty word earlier. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.